Good Chodesh, everybody.
Chodesh Tov, Rabbi.
Okay.
Chodesh Tov, Rabbi. How are you?
Good. Just want to mute it. Okay, fine. So, we're running a bit late. Rosh Chodesh, so davening was a bit late. We should give guys another minute or so. Eli. But anyway, let's start. There's a recording, guys. Can always get the recording if they want afterwards. Okay. Fine. So Vaita with Rabbi Akiva. We've compared Rabbi Akiva to Moshe Rabbeinu, the two different Tekufas. Now we have to focus a little bit on our Tekufa, because now we want to deal with what we have to deal with. The Tariq Viralo, the Anoichi, as it manifests in the Hastir Astir. We have the Tzadik V'Toiv Lo, we have the Torah, we're able to take from Moshe Rabbeinu what Rabbi Akiva took from Moshe Rabbeinu, and to go weiter in the dark period. In other words, you need the light, you need phase one to get you through this phase two. But now we have to go through phase two, that's where we are. So it says like this. He brings from the Avodas HaKodesh, Azoy. Teres Kohanim, it says like this, V'avter Recha Kamoicho. Rabbi Akiva Oymer Zeh Klal Godol B'Toyra. Yeah, we all know that. The V'avter Recha Kamoicho, Rabbi Akiva says, that's Klal Godol B'Toyra. Da'ala Chassani L'chavrecho Lo Tavid. What you find hateful, what you find, what you don't want someone to do to you, don't do to somebody else. The person wants that, the love that his friend has for him. That's when I love you for no reason, for no purpose. Not because I'm trying to get any benefit. He loves himself. Why is he loving you? Because he wants something. So what's the end goal? The end goal is himself, not you. When he wants something back for the love, I love you, yeah, and I do love you genuinely, but I want something back. Well, then I don't love you. I love me. It's about me, not about you. Well, that's the way one's love has to be for his friend, and that the Gemara there. Rashi is that this is the Reecho, after the Reecho, one of the dimensions is a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, and therefore you have to do what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. If you love somebody, if you love somebody, you do what they want you to do for them, not for you. Well, that's the whole, if you think about it, that's the whole machlokes between us and Darwin. The entire machlokes between us and Darwin is not because the world where we come from monkeys and we say the world was created. They're not machlokes. The ikar machlokes between us and Darwin is survival of the fittest precludes chesed. Darwin himself wrote, that if you could find a creature that was kulu involved in caring about something else other than itself, that would disprove his whole theory. So that's where the milchama is. The milchama is why do you love somebody? For yourself. For yourself. You love for yourself. That's Darwin. How do you survive? Well, you take care of yourself. How does a Torah Jew survive? By taking care of other people. That's where we make our lives. The lotion of the Nefesh HaChaim. The lotion of the Nefesh HaChaim. Could I repeat it? I just hope that I can find it quickly. Yana Gdom of Beneshev Nefesh HaChaim. His son says, this is the son of the Nefesh HaChaim. It says like this, the Kohaya Dvora Alai Tomid. These are the words of my father to me, Tomid. That means he didn't just say it once or twice. It means this was the theme of his existence. The, Reb Chaim Volozhin didn't ever need to repeat himself to his son. You know, if he told you something, you remembered it. Yeah. So why were these his dvarim tamid? Because obviously this was the central theme of his life. Shezeh kol ha'adam. What's kol ha'adam? Not 90%. Kol ha'adam. Lo la'atzmei nivra. You weren't created for yourself. Rak la'hoil la'chrini kechol asher yimotze b'koy chalases. Rak. Only. You were only created to help others to the extent that you're able to. There's Darwin down the drain. Darwin just himself, by his own admission, Darwin would have to, if he met Reb Chaim Volozhin, as they say, if Darwin met the Chofetz Chaim for 30 seconds, his whole theory, he himself would have blown his theory out the water. Because Darwin is based on me. Now, Reb Chaim Volozhin was a fully actualized person. Reb Chaim Volozhin didn't sit there and become nothing and dedicate his whole life to helping other people to the extent that he became nobody. No, he became Reb Chaim Volozhin, but not for himself. He became the greatest leader of the Jewish people in how many years? I don't know. The whole yeshiva world today rides on the back of Reb Chaim Volozhin. So he was a great person, beyond our comprehension to even contemplate the greatness, but he didn't do it for himself. He did it for somebody else. Lo la'atzmei nivra. I'm not created for myself, but I have to be myself. The people think you don't create it for yourselves. You become a nobody, Nebuch. You know, you go around, you help people, and you just get nothing. No. You have to be you, fully actualized. All your potential brought to the front, but not for me, for you. That's what after Rechel Kamoicha. That's what Shteito. So that's Ava She'enu Tola B'dovet. That's I love you, not because I want to get something out of it. You know, be so salanta with the fish. I love fish. No, you don't, because if you love fish, you look after it. You don't eat it. You put it back in the water and you feed it. You don't eat it. You love yourself. You love what the fish does for you. You like the taste of the fish. You don't like the fish. Why would you take somebody that you like and destroy them? No. So you love yourself. You don't love fish. So that's the vortia. That's Rabbi Akiva. That's why it's klal gadol b'torah. Because they're kol ha'odom. That's not one of the facets of Adam. Ze kol ha'adam. We could stop here now. That's it. Now you know everything you need to know. Now you can get on with your lives. Yeah? Lots of poshut. There's much more to talk about here. Not so poshut. We have to see the Agdoma, the Reb Shimon Shkop, in the Agdoma to Share Yoshe. He discusses a little bit. You'll see when we get there in the safe wheel, maybe we'll look at that. He discusses what it can never be 100%. Okay. That's how you have to love Hashem, this friend that mentioned there. Laharchik ulisnoya hadvorim va'aveiru shesnua nefesh amokam baruch hu. To distance yourself and to hate those things, those aveiras that are despicable to Hashem. Shehizya alayim b'toyr also, that Hashem warns us in his Torah. Lo mi yiris ein shoy, not because you worry about getting punished. You should use that as well. Yiris oinish. Hey, that's a powerful tool. Don't think that we shouldn't use it. No, it's there to be used also. If that's what's going to stop you doing the very use it, gesundheit, but we're not talking about that now. No, because he doesn't want to have a tzad in himself. It's choylek with Hashem. Your mind shouldn't be in disparity with Hashem, shouldn't be in chiluk with Hashem. Okay, that's interesting. Okay. That's for sure. That's the Kol Gadol B'Torah. Kol Yichud Shu Kol Yichud Shu Klal HaTorah Kulu V'Tachlisoy. That's the whole purpose of the Torah. The Yichud, the whole purpose, the whole everything is for that. Kamo Shani Zbaya V'Kodesh Rabbi Kiva Bal Ze Amayma Avashalom Hu Ayabala Nisoyin B'Kol Ze Noi Dairish V'No Makayim. Rabbi Kiva didn't darshan this out of drosha, you know, he had a good head, Rabbi Akiva, and he darshened this. He was no deiresh, avol no makayim. He darshened the pshat beautifully, avol he makayimed it as well. It wasn't just a nice drosha that he gave. You know, he gave a nice vad, and he gave a nice drosha, and he said a good vort, and everybody, wow, the rabbi spoke very nicely today. were very impressed with him, whatever, and then he went on and carried on with his life. No. He lived what he darshened. He darshened what he lived. Moses Atzmael Kedushas Hashem Mi'avev, who are Yichud Agomer V'yotzinish Moshe Be'achod. He gave up his life as Kiddush Hashem, Simcha, and he gave his neshama Be'achod with that Yichud. That's the whole shirish. That's everything. That's the pillar on which everything's developed, built. That's where everything stands. Is on that yesod, that moment of Rabbi Akiva, yoytze nishmosa be'echod. It wasn't a millimeter of discontent of, well, maybe Hashem, I don't know why you're doing this to me after everything I did for you. Look what a tzaddik I am. And this is what you're doing. No, Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 Talmidim da. The first thing he does the next morning when he wakes up, he starts a new yeshiva. He gets 5 Talmidim together and he starts a new yeshiva. And that's all perishable fair, by the way, today. Imagine if Rabbi Akiva turned around after 24,000 Talmidim died and he just said, Ich kenisht me. I can't anymore. Genug. I can't. I understand. I don't think anyone would have a tain on him. What's the matter with you, Akiva? Get your act together. No. I was with a very choshev Rosh Yeshiva when he just got a message that one of his Talmidim, Rahman Hassan, been killed in a car crash. He was inconsolable. First of all, he took full achrais for himself. Full achrais. If the yeshiva was doing what it was supposed to be doing, whatever, this could never have happened, blah, blah, blah. And he was, for weeks, he was inconsolable. You could see he was mamash. And Rabbi Akiva had how many of those a day? Go do the maths. 33 days, 24,000 divided by 33. He was saying a lot of hespedi, man. He was doing a lot of Menachem Avila that was we can't begin to contemplate. And what does he do? He starts another yeshiva. And he turned around and said, "Listen, guys, that's it. I'm finished. I'm broken. Whatever. After what happened to him, for sure you can't expect him to." No, gets up and carries on because he's not got a molecule of his being that's choluk in what Hashem's doing. We can't understand that. That's beyond our theoretical comprehension. That's Torah. You have to understand the Torah. That's Rabbi Akiva. Kodesh, Kiddashti, whatever it means, but Tuch B'nai Yisrael. V'zei ra'u v'nizo, v'seina ma'ashe senerei, v'lo chil shmoi, v'kinyan lo t'chalala Hashem kodshoi. What he hates, you hate, what he loves, you be careful of. That's it. Oiva Hashem sinuro. You love Hashem, you hate evil. Why? Because Hashem hates evil. What Hashem loves, you love. There's no chiluk. No chiluk. That's Ava. That's why Ava and Echad have the same gematria, because that's one, Echad. Echad also is the same gematria. Ava and Echad, they're the same gematria. Because you become one with the person. There's no chilukim. Ad kan yegia tachlis avas hare amandaf kuf ein tes. Sorry. One second. What exactly is your question? Sorry, Baruch. We're on the top of kuf ein tes. We started today on kuf ein ches. Rabbi Akiva no doirish v'no makayim. I'm just finishing that paragraph at the top of Kufain Tes. Yeah, I hope that's helpful. Okay. Ad kani gila tachlis avas reyel reyel. That's where you come to the peak, the purpose, the whole essence of what after arecha kamoich is. Lahasi hamasach hamavdil ben shneim, to remove the mask that separates us. Kedei laharis imay ponim beponim radek bo dovuk neman. Face to face. We together, we one in this thing. Not that I'm you and you me. No, I'm me. I'm a whole me and you're a whole you. And then we come together as one. I don't become nothing. That's not the vort. To become nothing, I don't have to come down here for 120 years and how many ever Gilgulim and go through it, I have to go through, because at the end of the day, I just become nothing. I just get obliterated into nothing in the oneness of Hashem. Lolo, the choliot, loy choliot. I'm still me, but I'm one with that. We don't understand. I mean, we can't understand that. You maintain your own independent existence in the face of an infinite oneness. We don't understand. But that's the vort. The vort's not to become nothing. The vort's to become everything. And that binds with the oneness. ולזה ימסוי גופה המעקב זה הדבקוס לזבח לפונב תהיה רוחי דווקא ברוח ראיו משיקס אישה אל החויסוי, והיו שניים כלל אחד, זה כלל גודל בתור. אוקיי, מקקיס, כמובן, בסדר, זה כל העניין. The word is like we said with Ramosha yesterday. When he gets woken up at 2 o'clock, and we said it, where did I say the story? Yeah, yesterday. Where did I say the story? Yeah, it was it wasn't in the Chovasilah.
Yeah, yesterday.
I don't remember where I say it, or what I say, or where I say. I'm not. I don't know what happened this morning, let alone yesterday. So that's the word by Rav Moshe. When he gets woken up at 2 o'clock in the morning, there isn't what does Hashem want and what do I want, and then there's a vikuach, and then okay, well, I'll wait, Hashem, I'll do what you want. I'll rev myself up, I'll do what Hashem wants. No, in chiluk. I get woken up at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's what Hashem wants. So that's what I want. I've got a job. I got to do whatever I have to do. Because that I'm not chilek. I'm not chilek. There's no friction there between what I want and what Hashem wants. This is what Hashem wants. Yeah, inani. Here I am. Without any intensity. No, that's the vort. It has to be without intensity. Not like, yeah, now I'm gonna work it out and I'm gonna be. No. Yaitse nishmasa ba'echad. So like I said yesterday, start with the little things. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta Zatzal. Nasa Pam Lamokam Rochok. Kedai the Dabe al Liboy shall echad amaskilim lenasait lachziru b'tshuva. I don't know if people know, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta was very into Kiruv. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta traveled far and wide to Makariv Yidden. He had an enormous impact on the Torah world. We don't realize. We don't know who Rabbi Yisrael is. But he spent many, many years, most of his life, in Kiruv. So he, on one of his journeys, he went to go to try and Makariv, one of the Maskilim, yeah? But yet, Advarim Hiskil or Rabbi Yisrael, Itanisim Agadolim Shunasul Avasenu B'Mitzrayim. He started telling about all the nisim that happened in Mitzrayim, you know, that, whatever. Tell him about the Makkos and this. Look at what Hashem did for us. Hamaskil toin ki einu ma'am in chas v'chelila b'kol ha'dvarim alolu. I don't believe in that. It's not stories or whatever. Well, you know, I wasn't there. I didn't see it. I don't believe it. Somebody made it up. Ze lo nachon. Im ha'kolish baruch hu nimtza, madua einu megales atzmai achshav. If Hashem really exists, so let him... So fine, so split the sea for me, then maybe I'll think about it, you know, do some makas, whatever, take care of my problems, megala yourself. Rabbi Salo Heshivlo, so Rabbi Salo didn't say anything. That's the chokhmah in Kiruv, by the way. He's knowing when to keep quiet. It's very easy to give an answer to that guy. Very easy, just booming with an answer, yeah? And then you've lost him. Sometimes just keep quiet and wait and see what Hashem sends you. While they were chatting, this Maskil's daughter came in, and she was in one of the new, you know, the moderni secular schools there, the Goyish schools. But Siga Begaiva is Tudat Hamitstayenes Shela Krakdanit Meduflamet Shelbeisa Seifa Goy. She was so proud and whatever, she got the certificate for being the best dancer in the. You know, whatever, in the dancing there in this Goyisha school. Yeah, she had this big diploma of being the, you know, the spitz, the best dancer in this school. Yeah, as a Yiddish Nachas. Yeah. So he was so proud of his daughter, this guy. So that's called Yiddish Nachas Nebuch. So he gave he showed Rav Yisrael, he was showing off Rav Yisrael, he showed him the Tuda. So Rizal turned around to him and said, any mami but Tuda ze. I don't believe this certificate. I don't believe she can dance. Who says she can dance well? If you want me to join in your nachas and whatever, then she must come dance, because I don't believe that she can dance. That is certificate Losha Veshlum. Habat Nivgad at Amkenish Mosa, she was very offended. Vama Babuz Lavir, the Kishilzokan ze mina chashuki mitzrach lirkod. It was a bit of animosity in those days as well between the Maskilim and the Charedim, yeah? So this girl, who was well educated in those ways, says, what, for this old man from the darkness, from the they called him the Chashuchim, the dark ones, living in the darkness, yeah? I have to dance? If he doesn't believe me, what? I have to prove that I can dance? Nochpatli. Rizal Omar, Amari Rizal La Maskil, so Rabbi Yisrael, yeah, verstehst where this is going, yeah? So Rabbi Yisrael turned around to the Maskil and said, Kibalta tshuva l'shalescho, you got an answer to your question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kvar rakad lifneinu b'meshach kol alpaim shnas Torah. Hashem danced for us for 2,000 years of the shnas Torah. Hu gile es yolchoyta ve'es shlitosa b'kol ha'olam. He showed his abilities and his total dominance over every aspect of the Bria. Yeshana gam tuda lokach, and we have a certificate that says so. Atuda hiya Torah kadosha shenimsiru lanu ish mipiyish. This Torah is a certificate that was handed from father to son, from father to son, from father to son. A father doesn't lie to his son about important things. Law. And that's what we have. Hashem doesn't have to come down here and dance in front of everybody who denies or has doubts about the validity of the Torah. He did what he did. He danced. He's given Yosef a certificate that proves that that's what happened. You don't believe it, so don't believe it. Yeah? Gavaldik. Ah, let's say I have to do Kiruv. Beautiful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gila savosoy aleinu b'alpaim shnos Torah. That's what's so important. Every year, it's not enough. Once in your life, you remember a little bit of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're told the story. You remember the markers. Every year, we have to do more and more and more and more, because that's why everything is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the whole basis of it. That's the Tudah. That's what happened. Yeah, Hashem danced for us and gave us a certificate. We have to work on that to make that real for ourselves, so we can go through this higher dargah of Hester. We trust him, he gave us everything. Now the coin flips. Now it's not him being Megal himself to us, we Megal ourselves to him. He gives us the opportunity, kaviyochol, by hiding himself, to go look for him, to find him and be Megal him in the world. You take the teva and you say, Lo, zelot teva, and you look for Hashem in that teva. And you Megal him time and time again. That's Rabbi Akiva. That's our void. I mean, that's clear, no? That's poshut. Now, the truth is, I think somebody mentioned this the other day. Ha-hesta'inu mukhlat. This hesta, afilo hasta aste, even the double loshon of hesta, is not mukhlat. It's not 100%. Yesh bo gamor. There's giluim and there's light in the hesta also. He's talking about one thing. I'll mention another thing also while we is we had Nisim Geluim via Hashem's trustworthy servants who were able to do Moifsim and were able to do wow things, yeah. But you know what? Leave it for now. Those giluim, those flashes of lightning, those moments of miracle, yeah? That's not the ikke tafkid of this generation. Sometimes the tzoros and the surim become so overwhelming. Klal Yisrael are just like completely, ani lo yochol anymore, and I just can't anymore. Hashem gave certain people, tzaddikim, the ability to do certain moivsim venisim, lechazek yadayim rapos levavosh nishborim al yaday munaseinu kadosh, in order to do certain miraculous things, to mechazek the am. But that's not the essence of the generation. That's like a temporary medication just to help people get over the rough times. Ulam nisim elu haim begeret trufas manit. She'ein ze ikah mechaven v'anodresh midor ikfus el mashicha. That's not the ikah work of this generation of ikfus el mashicha. Ikah tafkedein yuli yois talmidei Rabbi Akiva ulekabel es kolabo aleinu betmimus ubesimcha. Our job is to be like Rabbi Akiva, like the Rashi there says, to makabal everything, knowing that it's coming from the good, it's coming from Hashem, it's good to us, to be makabal that besimcha ba'ava. Yeah, that's our job. Hashem gives certain times. It's you're walking through a rainy, dark, stormy night, you're in a forest, and you're just like completely lost. Hashem will give you a flash of lightning just so you can see where you're going, give you a bit of chizuk, and then you carry on walking in the dark. That's where we hold it. That's what we're holding. We see Nisim also that don't just come about through the tzaddikim that are Megala. We see Nisim sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megala to us Nisim through our enemies. The missile attacks that happened on this country and continue to happen in this country are open miracles. Open miracles. We had a flash of lightning in the Six-Day War. That was one flash of lightning. That could have been Mashiach. We blew it. But that was an unbelievable flash of lightning. Anybody who studied the Six-Day War properly, you know, the way they don't study it in West Point, you know. In West Point, they asked one of the guys that designs the training courses there in West Point. You know, West Point's the big military academy in America. You know, the spitz of the spitz there. So you asked him why they'd ever bring, you know, so they study different battles to understand strategies and this and whatever. I asked him why they don't ever study the Six-Day War. There was an important war in world history, no? He said, we don't study miracles here. We study wars. We study strategies and techniques. We don't study miracles. There's nothing to learn from that war for a military person. There's nothing to learn from that. What are you going to learn from that? That Hashem does miracles? What does that help us in a training program? So that's how you have to learn. That's how you have to learn the Six-Day War, like they saw it, not like the way they teach it in the schools here today. Because we had more arms than them, we were better trained them, we were better prepared for them. Tak 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 tak. Koi chayve etzem yadi adasof, and then you left with the koi chayve etzem yadi. We have flashes of lightning. You have to know what to do with those flashes of lightning as well. Hashem gives you a flash of lightning, again, you don't use it properly. It was better that you didn't have it. Yeah. So okay, that's another discussion. I'm just saying that it's not always just through the tzaddik who's been able to megala a certain light that, you know, temporary tufot. If you open your eyes and you look around, you'll see there's miracles happening all the time. Va'amnam, anshei imuna yoidu lismoich biyusurim alakablem betmimus. Otpa, the degree of the yusurim that a person's able to be makabel besimcha and betmimus will depend on the person. You know, Rabbi Akiva, I don't know anybody today that could do Rabbi Akiva. You know, we especially the physical yusurim, we're a weak generation. These are difficult. This is hard stuff to do. But you have to find your level. You have to find where you're able to be makabel. Like Baruch said yesterday, just putting your hand in the pocket and you find that you're missing 5 shekels or whatever. Zegam yusurim. You don't have to wait for big cataclysmic, God forbid, things to happen. And start working on this being makabel yusurim betmimus besimcha on the little things. There's plenty of those around the house. There's big things as well, but big things can sometimes be overwhelming. That's where we get lost. Zichreini gibet gufusa sho kitchapasnu kegoyim veistarnu machmas hamatzik. He remembers when he was young, so him and his family, they dressed up, they to disguise themselves as goyim. And in order to avoid the noose that was closing around their necks, ve'echad me'leil Shabbos nitfasnu al yedei Germanim. So he can talk about this because he lived it. He was there and he saw it. He was brought up by people who were holding on these dargas. You'll see now. So that's inspiring for us, and it's awesome, and it's amazing. We knew people like this. Aval, you have to know where you are. It doesn't help to try and live him. You have to be you. And we all have this, and Hashem gives us the koyach to deal with our nisoyin, it's not other people's. But just to give an idea of where he's coming from, just listen to the stories. One Friday night, they got caught, they got captured by the goyim. Sabi Zatzal Rav Avram Gushtaner, Hashem Yokom Domov, his grandfather, his maternal grandfather, Kibul makot retzak min ha-chayelim ha-germanim. Keshibas tzochoch al-ponov. He was being beaten to death by the Nazis, Yamach Shmoyim, with a big smile on his face. Understand what's going on here? You get captured, you're sitting at home, captured, whatever, they were living in a bunker, I don't know, they got caught by the Nazis, and these animals are busy beating this man to death. And he's smiling. Yelad hayiti v'shalti as abi. I was a little boy, and I asked my father, Abba, madu saba skochek? Why is saba smiling? Why is he laughing? Yeah, that's also impressive. Yeah, kids got presence of mind to ask a question like that in a moment like that. So my father answered me. He's happy. He's laughing because he's very happy that he's going to die. Kiddush Hashem. He's been preparing himself for this. On Purim, the Purim before, he was dancing with my father. The grandfather and the father were dancing together. Aaron, he said to his son-in-law, "Ibayovot min toinen un Gan Eden. B'shana abon it kod b'Gan Eden. Next year we'll be dancing in Gan Eden." That's what he said. Yudi achay b'imunah shleima samach al aschut hanifloi shniflo b'chalku. But you have to be prepared for this. The Rebbe Kiva said, "Kol yomav nitzdarti al kach." He didn't wake up in the morning where they were taking him out to go and scrape his body with hot combs. He didn't wake up and then start learning Shara B'tochen. You know, wow, better get some B'tochen. I'm in a lot of trouble. You know, no. Kol yomav nitzdarti al kach. I've been working on this my whole life. So too, yeah. A Jew that lives with Emunah Shleima, Samach L'Schut Hanifla, Shinofla B'chilko, he's very happy with the merit that came to him. L'yoyt K'Rebbe Akiva V'Chaverim Limso is Nafshal Kiddush Hashem, to give his life as Kiddush Hashem. Sh'aruga Malchus Ein Adam Yoychel Lamed B'Michitzosoin, because nobody, the Gemara tells you in Daf Nun, nobody can stand in the place where the Haruga Malchus, where people that die as Kiddush Hashem stand. V'amra Marra Beis Yosef B'Kesh B'Meshach Kol Chai Sh'yeti Lo S'chut L'Mois Al Kiddush Hashem. The Beis Yosef, the Heilige Beis Yosef, davened, wanted his whole life that he should ask Kiddush Hashem. Yep. Because a person's going to die anyway. No one gets out of this place alive, yeah? Like a Russian prison, you know, nobody ever gets out of there alive. You're going to die anyway. So if you have to die anyway, I guess, I don't know what his cheshbonos were. I'm guessing on my level. Is you have to die anyway. You might as well die as Kiddush Hashem because a chaval to just die from, you know, stump. Because if you die as Kiddush Hashem, that's big. I guess that's the vote. There was a story also about by the Sabara, by the pizza shop, by the blow up there. There was a woman, one of the best Yankov Menahelets or whatever, well known Machaneches Yerushalayim. I heard the story. Apparently she had davened her whole life that if she had to die anyway, they might as well die as Kiddush Hashem. And she was blown up. She was in that Sabara thing. So that's also that dying as Kiddush Hashem. Person dies because he's Jewish. Someone kills a person. An Arab comes and he kills somebody, not because the guy was he did it, not because just because he's a Yid, that's also dying as Kiddush Hashem. The milers that we have there. Okay. The Lord Poshut, we don't daven for Nisoinus, but there were people that won that darga. In Tzalalam, Bim Shishteya Dargas, let's get back to our subject. Let's not forget why we were here. Oh, well, 5:10, why don't you stop me already? Sorry, I didn't even know what Sorry, okay, well, let's stop
here.
One second, I'll see your question, Boris.
No, not that question. The Chaim Volozhin story, I couldn't find the place in the Sefer because I couldn't find it. Then I realized it's not in the Sefer. Where is that from?
It's the Hagdama to the Nefesh HaChaim.
Ah. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, that's what you couldn't find the place. Yeah. You know, so you're asking, okay, then we'll stop you. I'm not going to go into that now. We'll discuss that tomorrow, Meretz Hashem. If somebody gets killed because he's Jewish, that should be a Chilul Hashem. Yeah, there is a Chilul Hashem there for sure. But the person who does died of Kiddush Hashem. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been satisfied with that answer.
All right. I don't think I'm going to deal with the answer. I'm just saying. But the person who died, he's a Kaddosh. He died of Kiddush Hashem. But you're right. There's a Chilul Hashem there. There's a Chilul Hashem there in Achinami. There we have to talk about. Okay. Very good. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow Shabbos Malchosa, 9:35. And Meretz Hashem will meet back on Sunday. Good chodesh. Take good care.
You too. Bye.